Thank you, Sister Molly. That was a blessing. Appreciate it very much. Tonight's service will be a little different. Normally we have a Bible study or sometime a visiting missionary, and sometime you're stuck with me, but tonight we're going to hear from some others. And I thought I'd just say this much about it. We're going to introduce our teachers to you tonight. We may have a few new ones you might not know. But our Christian school has been a ministry God gave us many years ago. I said earlier, probably 45 years, something like that. The fact checkers will have to check that out for me, but I'm guessing about that. Do you know that if you figure it up, though, old-fashioned arithmetic, we have probably sent out 350 to 400 graduates out of our Christian school since it was started. Amen. That's a considerable number. I'm not saying all of them were star students, but a lot of them were. And they all professed, I doubt we hardly ever graduated a class without all of them, sometime in that time of being with us in school, didn't profess to get saved. Amen. And so that's made a mark somewhere. And I know a lot of them that are out there serving God in churches, on the mission field, and many of them teaching school in Christian schools. So it has been a good ministry that God has blessed through the years. And of course, only heaven will reveal all about it. But I remember when we started it, it was like, I don't know. When I announced here in town I was starting a Christian school, it just caused a lot of disturbance. I remember one guy coming and sitting in my office, and he was a saved man. He loved the Lord, but he'd heard I was starting a Christian school. And he came to my office, and he said, "Preacher, you can't do that." I said, "How come I can't do that?" He said, "I don't know. It's against the law." And I still can see him. I said, "What law?" "Well, I don't know, but it must be against the law." And he wasn't against me. He just had not, the idea just blew him out, you know. And by the grace of God, there has been some that tried to stop it, but Florida's still free. And do you know tonight, there's so many Christian schools now. Some of them are little and some larger, but I praise God for them if they're representing Christ and getting the gospel out. And you see, that is the first business. Teaching them to read and write just happens to be a unique thing they won't learn anywhere else. You didn't get that, but that's true. Pretty close to it. Anyway, with all that said and done tonight, I'm going to ask Brother Bert to kind of take over and ask the teachers to come up. Now, teachers, I want to just say this to you. You know how nervous you are right now? That's how your kids will be Monday morning when they come in. So have mercy on them. Be wise. Brother Bert, you come on and let's get to know our teachers a little bit tonight.
Okay. Thank you, preacher. Our teachers are used to standing in front of children, and they love it. But to stand in front of you all, then they get nervous. So I am the principal of the school. This is my second year here at Landmark. I've been involved in Christian education for 38 years now. I started when I was 2 years old, been doing it most of my first 5 years I taught, and then after that I was an administrator or principal in a Christian school in different places. Glad to be here, looking forward to my second year. Things last year were a little bit different. For us, and my responsibilities changed a little bit mid-year and things there in the school, but it was a great year. I'm glad to have that one finished and over with and ready to start a new year. One of the verses that Mr. Manis and I talked about as a kind of a theme verse for us this year is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It's where Paul's been talking about his thorn in the flesh and talking about that. And the end of that verse is kind of our theme. It says that the power of Christ may rest upon me. If you pray for our school this year and all, if you pray for our teachers, would you pray that the power of Christ would rest upon each of us, please? That's what it takes. We can't do this on our own. We have abilities and things that we can do, but to actually have a true impact on these students and their families, it takes the power of Christ in our lives. So please pray that that takes place with our students, with our teachers this year, as they teach. Again, as Pastor said, every year we have students saved, and we have it from preschool all the way up through high school. And that's what it's all about. It's seeing these children hear about the gospel and get saved and then see them grow in Christ. So please pray that we have that power of Christ on us, that we can continue that here at Landmark. It's great this year to have a vice principal that's working for me, that's heading up kind of the elementary area for us. And Brother Manis is not a stranger to any of us here, as he finished up his master's degree this year at Landmark Baptist College in administration. And so glad to have him partnering with me as we help to run the school and hope in the right direction. And so I'm going to introduce him. I want him to come up here, but then after him, each of the teachers will come, kind of tell you their name. I know a lot of you pray for the teachers and the staff here daily. I want you to know that I appreciate that, and please keep us in prayer. Teachers will come up in order, so that means we'll start with our preschool, and then our kindergarten teachers, both of our kindergarten teachers, on up through sixth grade, and then in high school will come in the order of the homeroom teachers as well, and go on through. So they hopefully won't preach to you, but get an opportunity for you to get to know them just a little bit. So Mr. Manis, thank you.
This is my first year at the school, and I am excited about it, and a tad bit nervous as well, but we're looking forward to it, and got a lot of good things in store. We are excited about our theme, and I pray that would definitely be a compelling topic and theme for all of our teachers and for the students. If the students could get a hold of that, for the power of Christ to rest on them, really we could see some miraculous things happen in the school. So we are praying for that. But I am no stranger to most of you, and to those of you who are visiting, hello, I'm Tim. And to the rest of you, you know me very well, and just glad to be here and be able to have the privilege to serve at this capacity. It's a blessing and an honor. So we are going to start with our teachers, and our preschool teacher is Miss Jennifer Hutchinson. Come up and tell us what brought you here this year.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hutchinson. I'm teaching pre-K this year. I come, my family and I moved here in December. I helped Leah Morton when she went on maternity leave. I took over her class last year, finished the year out for her. I'm excited about teaching pre-K.
My name is Jody Astorti. I'm in my fourth year of teaching here, and I was put back in kindergarten, which is my favorite grade. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Blair Yorgi. This is my first year here at Landmark, and I'm teaching K-5 with Ms. Astorti, and I'm super excited to be here. About 2 weeks ago, I had no job prospects, and Brother Barry Parsons came and visited me and my home church, where he was my youth pastor, and he said, I need a K-5 teacher, and I said, well, I need a job. So that worked out great, and I'm just so thankful that God brought me here, and I prayed about it, and I just have tremendous peace about being here, and I'm super excited to work with you all.
Amen. Hello, my name is Miss Tammy Trevino. Apparently, the last several years, I kept being called Mrs., so if I do get married, they're going to call me Miss. So we've got that, you know, cleared that up. But this is my 12th year teaching. I started teaching pre-K, and I had a teacher tell me about 5 years ago, saying, Tammy, you definitely are losing patience with these kids. You need to move up. And so, yeah, they told me to go to first grade. And so ever since I started teaching first grade 5 years ago, I knew that was a place for me for now. But, I mean, if the Lord wanted me to move anywhere else, I'm ready to do it, because I do enjoy teaching, and I'm so glad to be here. And thank you for all your prayers. We definitely continue needing those all the time.
Hi, I'm Allison Spadano, and I'm teaching second grade again this year, and this will be my fourth year teaching second grade, and there's actually two second grades this year, so I'm second grade A. And we came down here from Pennsylvania about 3 years ago. And just, it's been such a blessing ever since. I didn't know I was going to teach, and I've loved it. And I've actually, since I've been teaching, I've had children saved in each of my class, each year in my class. So I'm just praying that that happens again this year. I know there's new families here, and just hoping that Landmark will be a blessing for them. Thank you.
Hi, most of you know me. Whoa, that's loud. My name's Angelia, or Miss Brewer to my students. Just a little bit of history about me. I was born in North Carolina. I grew up in Kentucky. And I got saved when I was a young child, but it wasn't until I was an older teenager that I surrendered to the ministry after a lot of fighting. I attended college here at Landmark, and this year is going to be my first year on staff teaching in a classroom. However, it's my second year on staff at Landmark. This year for my classroom, after a lot of prayer, I chose to use a CSI theme because the goal in my classroom this year that I want to get across to my students is to be able to explore and to understand just the wonders of God's creation. So I chose for a theme verse, Daniel 1:4, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Because once again, my goal is that when they leave my classroom, they have a good testimony that they've learned about the Bible, and that they're able to excel in academic areas. I'm looking forward to seeing what God has in store for me this year, as well as for the lives of those that he's entrusted to me, and would very much appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is Mrs. Rodriguez now. I have the unique opportunity this year. It's my first year teaching. I'm going to be having third grade, but I think I will probably struggle the first semester because every time the kids will call me by my name, I'm going to turn around and look for my mother-in-law. So that's going to be an interesting change for me, but I'm very, very excited about what the Lord has in store for me and my class this year. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Tracy Young, and I was teaching the fourth grade, and I taught back in 2004 through 2006, and I'm back again, and I appreciate your prayers this year. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gilbert, and I'm the sixth grade teacher here. I came to Landmark in 2009 when I started college, and every time we would have a guest speaker come for chapel that was a graduate of Landmark, they would always tell us that there's life after Landmark. But I'm starting not to believe that as I'm starting my sixth year teaching here. And I'm really looking forward to it, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
I do want the crowd to know, if you notice, we skipped the fifth grade. It's because Miss Morton is not here. She's on the mission trip. And so I didn't want you to think we didn't have a teacher for the fifth grade. We do have one, and she will be here Monday. But she's not with us tonight. And so we'll go ahead, we'll continue on to seventh grade. Mr. Burt, that's your department?
Yeah, well, that's actually my wife's department. My wife is doing seventh grade, a homeroom, and then teaching seventh, eighth, and ninth grade English, and she's not able to be here tonight, but I just wanted to let you know that she's still doing it. So we'll go to our eighth grade homeroom teacher, and I know no one knows Mr. Wiebe, so we'll introduce him to that.
Good evening, my name is Mr. Wiebe, and I'm gonna be the eighth grade homeroom teacher. Plus, I get the privilege of teaching math to the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. And I am looking forward so much to be able to teach math. And it's all because of Mr. Hill sitting back there. When I first interviewed to teach here, I thought of teaching history. He says, history teacher, dime a dozen. He says, what I need is a math teacher. And I determined that I wasn't going to do that. But God really impressed upon my heart that math, I mean, I was never good at math in high school. I was terrible. But math is something I cannot do in my own power. And I realized that. History, I could do that in my own power, but I would mess up, but I could do that because I liked history. But math is something I'm really trusting God. And it's my passion here, and not just this year, but in the future here. Our math scores have been rather low over the years. And it's my passion, my desire, my drive. I want to get our math scores to raise so that our kids, when they graduate from Landmark Christian School, can go wherever God is directing them to go. So I'm looking forward to this year. Thank you.
I am Joy Cocoboon. I was born and raised in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, North Carolina people, how y'all doing? Graduated from Hiles Anderson up in Indiana. This is actually my fourth year teaching here. First 3 years was in fourth grade, and Tracy comes in and kicks me out. Thanks a lot. No, I've made the transition over to high school, so now I'm the ninth grade homeroom teacher. I'm doing all the PEs, elementary and high school. Pray for me. I've got ninth grade geography, a Bible class, and a study hall in there somewhere. Anyway, I'm really, really excited about this year. It's my first year over on that side of the street. Pray for them. Mine drew a blank. Great start to the year, right? Anyway, pray for me. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm new here. This is my first year here at Landmark, so no, born and raised here, and it's been a huge blessing that even, you know, born in the school, went through the school all the way up till 12th grade, then went through the college, and then came here and have been teaching ever since. This is my third year teaching now, and this week during teacher orientation, actually, I was looking around, and we actually mentioned there's two teachers still here that taught me when I was younger. In fact, Brother Wiebe, he taught me when I was in high school. He taught history and math. And then Mrs. Young, now back, her last year teaching was when I was in sixth grade. So, and then she just came back, so it was like, wow. And then everybody else was just like, wow, you claim Hector? And I'm like, unfortunately, they claim me. But it's been a huge blessing teaching here so far. And just every year, it seems like the Lord just gives me a bigger desire to see our teens and our young people grow in the Lord. And I just really want to be a part of it. And of course, I had a burden my senior year of college, and the Lord just basically kept putting that question in my mind, well, are you going to do something about it? And so I said, yes, I am. So I came to the school, and I wanted to teach, and I've enjoyed it. I get to teach. I've got 10th grade homeroom this year, again, from last year, and then I've got Spanish 1, Spanish 2, speech, high school choir, elementary choir, and first through sixth grade music classes. So the Lord is blessed, and I'm just really, really excited to teach again this year.
Good evening, church. My name is Hannah Maxwell. This is my sixth year teaching here at Landmark. I came in 2009 as a freshman for the Bible College, graduated in 2013. I originally started out as an elementary major, and my sophomore year, I had the privilege to substitute teach at Ms. Johnson's school, and they stuck me in the high school. Dr. Lewis called me while I was getting ready for class and said, "You're not going to class today." I said, "Awesome." He goes, "You're going to substitute teach." And I said, "What?" And they sent me down to Ms. Johnson's school, and it was in the high school, and I fell in love with teaching high school then. And so I switched my major, mid-college degree, which was not easy, but the Lord blessed, and I was able to still graduate on time. And I have been teaching high school here at Landmark for the past 6 years. Science is what I do, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade sciences. I cover all of them, plus a marine biology elective that flip-flops with an astronomy elective every other year. So marine biology is on the course for this year. We cover your prayers, especially for our students. We want to see God do something in their hearts, so we ask that you would pray for them, please.
Hello, my name is Carrie Heiger, and unlike Hector, it actually is my first year teaching this year. I will be the 12th grade homeroom teacher, as well as the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade English teacher, the 10th and 11th history teacher, and then the 9th and 10th grade girls Bible teacher. I would really appreciate your prayers. Thank you very much.
thought I was going to be lucky and be skipped over. My name is Ms. Irvin, and I teach elementary and high school art. I'm also the librarian, and I also teach a yearbook class. I coach girl sports. I never really know what to say when I get up here because my mind goes blank. My dad usually tells a joke whether they're funny or not, so I figured I didn't know if I was safe with that, but I'm excited for this year. I'm excited that my kids attend Landmark as well, and that I had the privilege of growing up here, and that now that they can come behind, they've all been saved in our school or some ministry of Landmark, so I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for Pastor Carter and the stand that you have, and I'm excited for this year for my students and all the people and staff that I get to work with.
Hi, my name is Jesse Maxwell, and this is really my first year teaching. I taught a little bit last semester. This year I'll be teaching the 9th and 10th grade boys Bible, 12th grade business math, 7th grade science, and drama. Drama is, it's one of those classes a lot of people think is not really important, but in a world where smartphones are everywhere and children are just addicted to their screens, people are losing their social skills and don't know how to act in social situations. And with drama, if you learn how to act in an imaginary situation, then you'll know how to act in a social, real situation. And that's why I think that's important. I just graduated this last May with my degree in pastoral studies. I did not study to be a teacher, but I told the Lord that I would do whatever he asked me to do, and this is what he asked me to do. So here I am. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Larry Markowski. This is my third year here at Landmark, working as the athletic director at Landmark. I'm also teaching 7th and 8th grade boys Bible, which I'm really excited about this year. I'm also the boys PE teacher and 8th grade history teacher, coach, and whatever else Pastor Carter asked me to do. And it's been a real blessing being here. I spent the previous 30 years in the golf business, including 20 years in the professional golfer in the PGA of America. And on February 1st of 2016, the Lord called me to full-time Christian service, and 6 months later, we were packing up the U-Haul and heading down to Landmark. And just goes to show you that all it takes, folks, is a willing heart to serve the Lord, and he will put you in the place where he needs you. I want to thank you, Pastor Carter, for the opportunity. We're really looking forward to what the Lord has in store for this coming school year. Thank you.
All right, at this time, we're going to go ahead and go through our office staff. And so we'll start with the elementary office staff. And so Ms. Markowski, if you could make your way up here, and then Ms. Adeline, if you could be prepared to come up here. And I think Ms. Stanick is in the nursery. She snuck in. She was trying to sneak down in her pew. So Ms. Stanick, if you could make your way up here, that'd be great.
Good evening, I'm Heather Markowski. I'm the office manager at the elementary school. We got here about 3 years ago. I'm Larry's wife. And I started teaching first. I taught my first year at the high school, and they moved me over to the sunny side of the street. And so now I'm the office manager at the elementary school, and I also teach architectural design if we have a class as an elective this year. So. And last year we had over 30 kids saved at the elementary school, and so just looking forward to see what the Lord does in the elementary school this year.
Good evening, church. My name is Adeline Carranza, and this would be going on my fourth year here, and I work at the elementary office, and I'm excited about seeing what all the new kids coming in, and it's great to work with them, and thank you for your prayers.
Hi, I'm Karen Stanick, and this is my third year working here in the elementary office, and no stranger here, but still it's great opportunity to work here and get to meet the children and interact with their parents and meet them. And we're praying that we just have a great year with the kids getting saved and getting right, and in the high school. So thank you.
And I know you pray for our teachers. Please don't forget our office staff. They're on the front lines. They have to answer the phones and deal with cranky students and cranky teachers and cranky principals and all those things. So please pray for them. These three ladies are in the elementary office. Then we have two that are over in the high school office. We'll start with our office manager over there, okay, Mrs. Holly, and then Mrs. Vargas will come after that.
Hi, my name's Jessica Holly. I'm going on my fourth year in the office. I think we got a pretty good group of kids coming in this year, several new students, and I'm looking forward to getting to meeting. I think we got a pretty good team in the office. I think we all work together real well to get the job done, and so just continue to pray for us and for the students. Thank you.
Hello, Church. I'm Yvette Vargas, and this is going on my second year, I believe, or the third. I'm not really sure. I haven't kept count, but yeah. I'm just happy to be here. We have moved down here in We moved down in July of 2016 from Chicago, Illinois, and God just blew open the doors and provided a home church where we could plant our roots and a home for us. He provided a school for my kids, and I'm just so grateful. Gave us a pastor with wisdom, a church that is sound in doctrine. And so we are just so blessed to be here at Landmark. It's an answered prayer. God has given me the gift of service, and I just love to serve, and I'm helping as many, wherever is needed, I'll help. And I serve Miss Holly, I help her and ease her load, and Mr. Bird, and whatever else is needed in the high school. God uses whatever talents I have, it's available to the Lord, and so I'm happy that I'm bilingual, and so when I get parents that don't speak English, I can communicate with them and share the gospel and speak their language and give them comfort to know that their kids will grow in the Lord here and that their kids will learn about the Bible and be loved as well. So I just praise God for that.
Well, we appreciate the teachers and the office workers and everybody that makes it work, and you can get from just that little bit of hearing from them, they've got serving God on their heart. Amen. And that's what counts. Amen. Brother Pitts, you start making your way up here. I'm going to give you equal time. Brother Pitts has been with me for a long time. I think he and Julie came when they just got married, right after turning 10 or 11 years old. They've been here a long time. Julie reminds me of that every now and then. Brother Pitts is now a professor in the college. I had to call him back into duty for school year. He had been principal before, so I knew he could do it again. I appreciate his attitude. I knew he didn't want to. But we pulled him back out of the college classroom and put him back in as principal. And he served until we were able to, Brother Burt, God sent him to us. And so Brother Pitts now holds a position as administrator above the principals, and he knows all about it. He's a big help. They can go to him for help. We put him back in the college, and I know he was glad to get back, but we're glad to let you know that we are structured now to where we're really polished now. The accrediting association that we deal with, FACS, I don't know why they might have looked at me and thought I was getting old or something, but they suggested I have an administrator, so I went back to Brother Pitts again. Every time I have a need, just about, we give him another hat to wear. And so we've got him doing that. Go ahead and say a word to us, Brother Pitts.
All right, well, the Lord's delivered me from the high school twice. I'm hoping the rapture will take place before a third time comes, amen. I think if I do the math, I'm in my 44th year here at Landmark. And I started out as a seventh grade teacher way back then, and it's been quite a journey, but
I have no regrets about investing the majority of my life into the value of Christian education. And I've seen a lot of folks come and go. You gave that count a while ago about graduates. I counted over 300 back in the 90s. So we're well above that. I'm not sure we need to check on that and figure it out. But anyway, these guys handle the day-to-day blessings. They only call me when their hair's on fire now. So, but it's a blessing to have good folks in on the staff, and we're looking forward to a great school year, and certainly be in prayer about it. And because we're dealing with precious souls every day, and I gave some testimonies this morning in orientation with the teachers, and several stories about students and parents and so forth coming to Christ after getting involved in the Christian school, and those needs are always there. And sometimes we'll have students that'll come that when they fill out the application, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, and but it doesn't take long before they realize they truly are not saved and they need the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And one of the blessings that I've experienced through the years is their classmates sensing that need in those new students, and leading those young people to Christ, and coaches, teachers, and even the principal gets to do that every now and then. So we're looking forward to a great year. Be much in prayer about it, Richard.
Okay, God has been good to us to give us the ministry. It, of course, has its valleys, but it also has its mountain peaks, and we praise the Lord that he's let the church, and everything's under the church, whether it be the college or the day school or whatever, that God has allowed us to have that kind of outreach and that kind of ministry. I go places from time to time and meet folks. I don't recognize them many times until they speak and recognize me and let me know they went through my school, or they come in on one of our buses in the bus ministry, and only heaven is going to reveal what God has done with his church and with all the ministries. Amen. All right, let's stand.